Subheading: they saw that his face was as an angel's face. A similar sensational spectacle as occurred with Moses' face emitting rays took place in the first century in connection with the martyrdom of Stephen. The account in Acts serves as a powerful portent in that it occurred shortly after Pentecost, when the Apostle Peter announced that the prophecy of Joel had been fulfilled and that the last days had begun. However, the prophecy of Joel will find its ultimate fulfillment during the last days of the world, the conclusion of the system, the harvest. That is when the Spirit will be poured out in its fullest measure upon the then-sealed sons and daughters of Jehovah. That is when they will see the prophetic visions and dreams with full spiritual comprehension. With that in mind, Stephen is said to have been full of Holy Spirit in performing powerful works and portents, and that none of the Jews in opposition to Christianity could hold their own against him in debate. In that respect, he typifies the glorified sons of the kingdom. Significantly, as a result of his powerful witness before the disbelieving Jews, Stephen was hauled before the Sanhedrin, the same court that had earlier condemned Jesus to death. The account says, "And as all those sitting in the Sanhedrin gazed at him, they saw that his face was as an angel's face." After Stephen recounted to them God's dealings with Israel, he scathingly condemned the court as the murderers of the Son of God. The account relates, "Well, at hearing these words, they felt cut to their hearts and began to gnash their teeth at him. But he, being full of Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and caught sight of God's glory and of Jesus standing at God's right hand, and he said, 'Look, I behold the heavens opened up, and the Son of Man standing at God's right hand.' At this, they cried out at the top of their voice, and put their hands over their ears, and rushed upon him with one accord. And they went on casting stones at Stephen, as he made appeal and said, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.'" No one really knows what an angel's face may look like. The account in Acts gives no description whatsoever. But given the fact that angels are superhuman creatures who dwell in the heavenly realm and bask in the radiance of the unapproachable light emanating from the throne of Jehovah, it is understood that the Jews beheld in Stephen's face a marvelous sight of divine luminescence. However, that did not restrain them from murdering him. After Stephen gave his final witness to the killers of Christ, he then beheld in vision the very glory of Jehovah in heaven and Jesus at his right hand. In other words, he had an epiphany. He saw the manifestation, epiphania, of both Jehovah and Christ. The Jews before him, however, did not see the appearance. Although the glorious revelation came after Stephen's face had already taken on the radiance of an angel's face, it still serves as a portent in connection with the glorification of the sons of God after they become eyewitnesses to the manifestation of Christ. It is also significant that the account says the enraged Jews began to gnash their teeth at him. This may signify that the rejected sons of the kingdom, those weed-like sons of the wicked one who claim to be spiritual Jews, who are yet destined to weep and gnash their teeth when Jesus' powerful angels bind them in bundles as a prelude to their destruction, will, in Judas-like fashion, betray the true sons of God into death. Just as the Jews who killed Christ became filled with madness and jealousy when condemned by Stephen after his epiphany, so too, apostate Jehovah's Witnesses will surely play an active role in the persecution and martyrdom of the sons of God after they have been revealed. Another portent exists in that Jesus foretold that during the conclusion, Christians would be moved by the Holy Spirit to boldly speak before officialdom as a final witness to them. Just as Stephen was full of Holy Spirit when speaking before the Jewish High Court, Stephen's powerful witness and martyrdom serves as a portent of the final condemnatory message that will be delivered by the two anointed witnesses as a prelude to their being called up to heaven. Also, the fact that Stephen pleaded with the Lord Jesus to receive his Spirit at that very moment portends how the martyred holy ones will be resurrected instantaneously in the Spirit, in the twinkling of an eye, as Paul described it. Stephen realized, of course, that he was not going to be resurrected into heaven at that moment. And indeed, the account says that he fell asleep in death after uttering those last words. But the glorified sons of God, who will shine as brightly as the sun during the conclusion, will have the unspeakable privilege of having Jesus receive their spirit into the heavenly realm the instant they are killed. Finally, since proponents of the nonsensical notion that Jesus is God often point to the account in Acts when Stephen addressed Jesus directly as a proof text to show that Jesus occupies the place of God and is not merely a mediator between God and men, a word is in order. Given the fact that the martyrdom of Stephen is a portentous drama foreshadowing the Epiphania and the first resurrection, and, as already noted, the return of Christ to gather his chosen ones marks the conclusion of Christ's mediation of the new covenant, it ought to be apparent that once Jesus becomes manifest to the chosen ones, and in turn the sons of God are themselves revealed to creation, as figuratively took place when Stephen's face shone as an angel's face, their relationship with Jesus changes. At that point, Jesus will no longer serve as their mediator. He will become their peer. Albeit, he will always be their firstborn older brother. The revealed sons of God will then have direct access to Jehovah, just as Christ always has had, and as was portrayed by the fact that Stephen directly beheld Jehovah with Jesus at his right hand. This is the full significance of their being called the brothers of Christ, and it is also why the treatment given them after they become fully accepted as the adopted sons of God will ultimately determine whether the peoples of the nations are judged to be sheep or goats.